Lunch on KFM.
With Mangard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Naas. We keep it secure and safe 24 hours a day. 045 408 300.
And joining me now for this week's Crime Watch is Community Garda Sarah O'Sullivan from Naas Garda Station. Sarah, good morning. Good to talk to you again in studio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
So we were just talking there of EP over the weekend. Now, you weren't there this year, but we're going to jump straight into this week's Crime Watch and kind of the offences taking place. We'll start off in Newbridge, where there was a burglary reported.
Yeah, that's right. We had a burglary in Newbridge between the hours of 4:45 in the morning and 5:05 on the 27th of August. A female was awoken by the sound of her front door being opened, and then she witnessed a male standing inside the door who then fled after she startled him. The home is located in the Park Vera Estate in Newbridge. So we know that the door was left unlocked, and the male in question is described as 5'3" with a thin build and an Irish accent. So Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses to anything suspicious in the area during this time to please contact Newbridge Garda Station on 045 440 180.
Gardaí are also investigating a burglary that took place in Carberry over the weekend, or on Monday actually, only a few days ago.
Just a few days ago, yeah. So on the 31st of August, between 1:15 and 1:20, a resident in the Broadford area of Carberry witnessed four males in the garden of a home with their faces covered. They attempted to gain entry through the front and rear of the home, however they failed to do so. A white Volkswagen Sirocco was seen in the area leaving the scene at speed. So Leixlip Gardaí are now seeking any further witnesses to anything suspicious in the area during this time to please contact them on 01666 7800.
And I suppose following these incidents, and again we're coming into the darker nights now, Gardaí are just, I suppose, reminding people to lock up and just make sure that lock up and light up is actually a message that Gardaí put out around this time of year.
Correct, yeah, we run it every year and it's very important coming into the darker months, as you said. So we're just a few points to take note of, just to secure all doors and windows, even when you're home or during the day. Turn on indoor lights or use timers or switches. Smart plugs are really helpful these days, so you can turn them on and off from outside of the home. So your house looks lived in. Set your alarm. Just don't forget to set your house alarm every time you leave the house or to go to sleep. Just get into a habit to do that. Hide your keys. Just keep your car keys and house keys away from windows and letterboxes. Secure, and just to finish off, just secure your valuables and just don't keep any large amounts of cash or expensive jewelleries at home if you can.
Of course. And Gardaí are also noting that there's been a few incidents of stolen bikes and e-scooters from a few train stations around the county.
Yeah, we've noted three thefts of bicycles and e-scooters around the county in the last few days. So first of all, in Salins, the injured party locked her blue Suji racing bicycle at Salins train station on the morning of the 28th of August. She returned to collect on the 30th of August, and it was noted that the bike was gone and the lock also remained at the scene broken. In Maynooth then, the victim locked his grey Trek bicycle at a bike rack in Maynooth train station on the 28th of August 26 in the afternoon time. He returned then a few hours later at 9 o'clock and the bike and the lock had been taken. And finally then in Leixlip, the victim left his black Pure Air 5 Pro e-scooter locked at a bike rack within Leixlip train station at 9:40 in the morning on the 26th of August, and then he returned at 8:20 in the evening to find that the e-scooter and the lock were also gone. So we're just appealing for any witnesses to these thefts to please contact Naas on 045 884 300 or Leixlip on 01 666 7800. So just in relation to those, I just want to kind of take some time to give some, just a small bit of advice in relation to bike thefts and just some crime prevention advice basically. Just to spend a minimum of 10% of bike cost on two locks, like a chain lock or a U-lock. Like, we've noted that these three bikes were locked, but not necessarily with a sturdy lock. So we recommend a chain or a U-lock. It makes life a lot harder for these thieves. Lock your bike tight to an immovable object. Choose secure, well-lit places for public parking. Note your serial number and clearly photograph it. And always just report these bike thefts to An Garda Síochána. So we're working closely with Irish Rail to investigate these matters.
Of course. And moving on to the National Slowdown Day that took place on Monday. We have one of the stories actually up on the KFM radio website, but there was that nationwide 24-hour speed enforcement operation. And Sarah, you have the details of kind of what happened over the day.
Yeah, so on the day, on the 31st of August, Kildare and Garda Síochána in Kildare took part in nationwide 24-hour speed enforcement operation. So just with schools reopening, speeding remains one of the leading causes of serious and fatal road traffic collisions. And just that excessive speed increases both the likelihood of a collision. So Gardaí conducted significant enforcement operations around the county with a highly visible presence on our roads. The operation was supported by GoSafe mobile safety camera vans. So yeah, just as you said, you've one bit up on Facebook and on your socials. So a few more to note are that Newbridge Gardaí detected several motorists travelling well in excess of the 80 kilometres limit on the Newhall Road between Tokers and the Tokers area there, with drivers detected well over the 100 kilometre limit, or well over 100 kilometres in an 80 kilometre zone. Naas Roads Policing Unit then conducted a speed check on the R445 at Little Connell, where the limit was also 80 kilometres, and several motors were detected once again in excess of 80 kilometres, with one motorist clocked doing 125 kilometres an hour. So each driver in these cases face 160 euro fixed charge penalty notice alongside three penalty points. So just want to remind people that speed limits are not targets. They're there to save lives. So just to slow down and drive responsibly and just arrive alive.
Of course. And very lastly, Sarah, for today, we know everyone is pretty much back to school now this week, particularly, and Kildare Gardaí are reminding the road users to slow down, stay alert, and of course help keep those school journeys safe as we get back into the school time period.
100%. Yeah, so as the schools return over the week, Kildare Gardaí are reminding all road users to slow down, just to stay alert and help keep school journeys safe. Please take extra care near schools, eliminate distractions, and look out for children walking, cycling, scooting, or just getting off buses. And we just like to encourage parents and guardians to take time to discuss road safety with children before the new school term begins, which, as you said, it already has. But just to follow the Safe Cross code, stop, look and listen. So like, yeah, we're out, kind of, we'd like to be out daily as community police with the school wardens, the lollipop ladies, just to kind of help enforce the laws of the road. So just to stay safe out there.
Absolutely. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us in
thanks
the KFM
much.
Studio this morning for this week's Crime Watch. That is Community Garda Sarah O'Sullivan of Naas Garda Station for those offences. And the reminder, it's about back to school safety, and again about the National Slowdown Day that took place on Monday.
Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Naas, PSA licensed. 045 408 300 or manguardplus.ie.
Thanks to Sarah for joining us.